It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I want you to get ready for another powerful message entitled, He Won't Let You Fall. Get ready for this series because we're going to dig into some things that are going to establish a foundation that you can stand on, and it will not be shaken. Somebody say, it will not be shaken. You see, God has designed a foolproof system that never fails. If you're willing and obedient, you will inherit the good of the land and experience the abundant life that Jesus Christ told us about. Told us as believers that we are to have an abundant life, full of joy, full of peace, full of mercy and grace abounding. Are you tired of fumbling and bumbling and always missing the mark? I'm talking to some people who are saying right now, God has got to be something better than this. My God, you just had an experience. You said, no. And there's something better than this. And what is this? These are those things that never seem to change. These are those circumstances that go from bad to worse. These are those things that continuously absorb and pull on you and pull all your strength and your virtue and your peace and your joy. This has got to be something better. Somebody says he's got a word for you today. So I want you to grab your Bibles, grab your iPads, grab your notepads, and grab your pens. Your life will never be the same. Get ready for He won't let you fall. By coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. And as we go to verse 4, and because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. My God, He's given us what? Everything we need to live a godly life. And He's also what? Given us glory and excellence. He has given us what? Great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Can you believe that God is able to keep that which is committed to Him? Can you believe that the God who made the heavens and the earth can surely keep you and no man can pluck Him out of your hands? Can you believe that God is so powerful that He's given you already, impounded in you, engrafted in you? Oh my God, already on the inside of you, with everything you need to live a godly life. You just have to learn of Him. My God, you just have to come to what? Know Him and know His ways and know that He didn't come to kill, steal, and destroy, but He came that you may have what? An abundant life. Let's look at verse 5. Are you still with me? 2 Peter 1:3-11, but we're looking at what? Verse 5. 2 Peter 1:5. Let's go. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. The truth will make you free. Jesus said, you shall know the truth and the truth will make you free. He said what? Learn of me. My yoke of what? The things that I will place upon you, being connected to me. After you learn me, you understand that you can lean on me and I won't let you fall. I am there with you always. He said, well, in view of this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence. My God, what is moral excellence? Growing into the knowledge of God by reading the Bible and understand what pleases Him and what does not please Him. Understanding evil from good, bitter from sweet. My God, Hosea says, I'm a woe unto the one who doesn't know the difference, who called bitter sweet, evil good, and, you know, get it all mixed up and tangled up. But you gotta have faith in the written word of God. You gotta have faith in the goodness of the Lord. You gotta have faith in the power of the Holy Spirit to teach you and instruct you and lead you into all truth. Somebody say, I gotta grow in my faith. I just gotta grow in my faith. 2 Peter 1 verse 6. And what? Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence and more excellence with knowledge. So you're going for more excellence and you're going into knowledge, coming into awareness of what's considered excellent by God, what is morally right and what is pure, what is holy. Get to know God and come into that type of knowledge. And with that knowledge, you'll begin to what? Control yourself. My God, isn't there something that the more I learn of God, the more I understand what pleases God, the more I lean and depend on Him and trust Him and acknowledge Him in all of my ways. If I would just ask Him to just leave me. He said what? I can get to a place where I can control myself. Have you ever found yourself in a position or a situation where you had to control yourself? It's amazing to me of how many people can be out of control until the popo comes around. And all of a sudden, they have good sense. Have you ever seen it in live action? I've seen it. Lord knows I've seen it. Where people, are they acting real crazy, all off the charts. Okay. And the blue suit comes in and they straighten right on up. My God, and I'm like, my goodness, my Lord. So you do know how they act, don't you? God, well, let's move right away. So verse 6, it goes in knowledge with self-control. And self-control with what? Patient endurance. And patient endurance with what? Godliness. Have you ever been there? Have you ever had to endure with something? Be patient with something. Where God told you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Where God said, be still and let me work it out. So you had to be patient. But in your patience, you were what? Preserving your soul. And in that, you were telling yourself, you got to control yourself. You got to get to know God better. Because God told me I needed to stand still. So I can't flip off and slap you across your head like you deserve. But I got to smile and say, God bless you. Somebody help me. And when you passed that trial, you found out that you had reached another place of maturity in God. When you held your peace and let God fight your battle, you found out you became a more godly person, that you smile a little bit more. You're patient with people that's not all together. You understand the goodness of the Lord. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy. Patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with what? Brotherly affection. Now, the Bible says you're going to know them by the love they have one for another. Jesus said you got to love one another. You have to love the brethren. That's the only way, my God, the world would know that your mind is by what? That love. So you see how you grow in grace. You see how you grow in faith. Once you become patient and know how to endure things, my God, once you know how to hold your peace and control yourself, you find yourself being able to show love to people. My God, He won't let you fall. So as we look at 2 Peter 1, and we go into verse 6, 2 Peter 1, we go into verse 6, and we're talking about He will not let you fall. And as we recap the scriptures, we went to Hosea 4 and 6, talking about my people are being destroyed because they don't know me. In John 10:10, we said the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them life and give it more abundant. My purpose is to give them a rich rich and satisfying life. The Amplified Bible looks at it like this. It says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. And then we went over to John 10, 28 through 30. And it's Jesus talking. He said, I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, my God. For my Father has given them to me and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from my Father's hand. The Father and I are one. All from the New Living Translation. It comes to let you know that Jesus will not let you fall. That Jesus has you. That if you are a sanctified, soul-serving, Jesus Christ-loving child of God, my God, if Jesus Christ has made a difference in your life, he promised you, I got you. I won't let you fall. So we got to understand what is going on here. If I'm truly saved, somebody saying, well, why do I keep falling and going up and falling down and get back up and falling and getting back up? Huh? Somebody say, what's going on with it, Dr. Ty? It goes back to Hosea 4 and 6. Huh? My people are what? Destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. So let's look at Peter 1. Look at Peter 1, 3 through 11. 2 Peter. Come on, somebody. I want you to write it down. I want you to go back through the scripture. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. 2 Peter 1, 3 through 11. Are you with me? 2 Peter 1, 3 through 11. And it's talk about growing in faith, you know, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if the more you know about him, the more you read your Bible, the more you consecrate yourself and begin to study the Bible, and the more you meditate on this word, it would literally transform your life. Look at somebody say, I need my life to be transformed. 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 11. Here we go. By his divine power. Whose divine power? God's power. Look at somebody say, God's power dwells on the inside of me. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. Now I need to really slow down. I want you to highlight that. I want you to grab that. By his divine power, God has given us, he's given you, he's given me everything we need for living a godly life. Huh? Somebody say, God, I was waiting for you to do something different. Huh? And God is saying, I'm waiting for you to get to know me. Because if you get to know me and eat this word or receive this word, you will know that everything you need to live a godly life is on the inside of you. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself. Look at somebody say, I've been called to God. He has called me to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. Can you imagine the one that made the heavens and the earth? Can you imagine the one that made the seas and the mountains? Can you imagine the one that created the universe? Also created you, and he not only created you, but he called you out of darkness into the marvelous light.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty, I came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tyradio, TyTyRadio77@gmail.com. Again, that's TyTyRadio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support, and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.